Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before. Because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef. Because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
It's Tokyo time from Anything But Footy, bringing you the latest from Japan as competition gets underway in the sports of softball and football ahead of the opening ceremony.
Team GB have sent 370 athletes to compete in Tokyo, and the man in charge of them all is chef de mission Mark England. So how are they all coping with the constant COVID-19 chatter ahead of their performances? Michael's just been speaking to Mark.
How is everybody with the delegation? Are you all fitting well?
We're good. We're good, actually. No, it's a very, very happy camp. People are coming from our preparation in Yokohama into the Olympic Village now. We've got 150 athletes, give or take. We've got nearly 800 in country. We've only got one little hiccup, as I'm sure you and your listeners are aware of, but we're managing that carefully. But in terms of the confidence that is now growing in the team as they come into the Olympic Village ready for competition is great. So, no, you know, we're very happy at this time.
What message have you got then for the people back home, A, who still fear the games could be cancelled, and B, fear that some of their favourite Team GB stars might not get to compete because they could be pinged on the eve of their competition?
I've got a couple of messages, I think, for everybody back home. First of all, anybody who has to isolate as a result of potentially having a contact trace from members of the public on the flight over, my message, I think, to everybody back home is they can make the field of play. That's really important message. So they can compete. And not only can they compete, but in their self-isolation period, which we're working to reduce to 8 days currently, potentially sends lots of alarm bells, doesn't it, about self-isolation for 8 days, 10 days, 14 days, whatever it happens to be. These are athletes that can go to their training venue in our preparation camp, so they can go outside, they can train with the rest of the team in the environment that we've created for them, and crucially, they can be part of competition for their competition. So those athletes that are pinged and have to isolate are entirely allowed to compete. And that is really important. And what we're doing now is we're trying to reduce the number of days that they are in isolation. And the reason that we are confident that they can do that is because the protocols for the British team are really acute. They're really robust. So testing every day in advance of travel, testing on arrival in Japan, testing every day whilst in Japan, and these are not just lateral flow tests, these are PCR tests that everybody in the British delegation is adhering to. And the outcome of that robust testing program is that now we have almost 800 athletes and support staff in country, not one of whom has tested positive, and that's a huge confidence. Whether the Olympics is going ahead or not, competition started this morning. The British athletes are in competition this afternoon. They're playing Chile, the women's football team. Excited to watch them compete, obviously. They're playing Chile this afternoon in Sapporo. Our archers are taking the field of play over the next 48 hours. We've got the opening ceremony to look forward to. And then we're into a very, very congested and full competition program in 48 hours' time. So we're ready for it. British athletes are absolutely ready for it. And there's no question that athletes who are pinged, as you put it, will not make the field of play.
Opening ceremony, as you said, a few days away. Will you be taking many, and have you selected your flag bearers yet?
I'll take the latter question first. The conversations are ongoing. Around flag bearers. It's a huge honour to march in front of a British delegation at an Olympic Games. And I want the flag bearers not only to be high-performing individuals, but high-performing individuals that represent the British public, that represent causes that are close to their hearts, causes that are close to the Olympic movement. And so we're looking very closely at the names in the frame to do that. I'm excited to say that we're honing in on two individuals. And I say two because for the first time ever, we are being invited to select both a male and a female flag bearer. That's an exciting advancement. And in terms of the representation of British athletes on the field of play, it'll be small and compact, but perfectly formed, I'd like to say to your listeners, because the period of stay guidelines means that there's not that many in village who are eligible to march. But we do have representation across half a dozen sports, and I'm excited to see how that Japanese ceremony will unfold for everybody.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.